Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Another thing that truth tellers are pretty good with is pattern recognition. Pattern recognition. They see through the roles people play and speak to the authentic person underneath, which can feel liberating to some, but also terrifying to some. You always heard that person talk about I need somebody that truly understands me. That could be having someone that truly understands you. You don't have to explain yourself or nothing like that. That could be liberating. But it also could be terrifying if you are actually someone who is trying to put up smoke screens and fog and mirror and not being trying to be an authentic person, trying to hide some shit. Now, why do you think people resist truth? I always say truth is an acquired taste. Not everybody likes it, nor can handle it. Thank you for the like. I appreciate it.
It's a big pill to swallow.
Some people can't swallow pills at all. They pill intolerant.
Well, we ought to crush it up and put it in their milk.
make a little toddy for them. The resistance to truth tellers isn't primarily about the accuracy of their observations. It's about the psychological discomfort of being truly seen. Like I said, if you're trying to hide some shit and somebody sees you and really truly hears you, that could be uncomfortable for you. Several factors that contribute to the resistance. Fear of exposure. Most people operate with carefully constructed personas. What's that mean to you? People operate with carefully constructed personas. Y'all can answer that in the chat.
They are very particular and careful in their facade. They working extra hard, burning the midnight oil to keep the fake it till you make it dream alive.
Woo! You don't buy in that theory of fake it till you make it?
It's a place for it, but in personal life, I don't think there is a place for it. You know, work, mainly at work, is the only place that I would see a fake it till you make it is suitable. Your regular life, I don't think that is a healthy thing to do, because then you'll get lost in the sauce of your lie, and then now you're sculpting the rest of your days off of a fake it till you make it. What if you never make it? Now you just out here faking it.
You faking it your whole life? Okay, so somebody who's faking it till they make it, what would a truth teller be to them?
Could they handle a
truth teller?
Probably not. They'll probably feel attacked. Hey, man, don't you be trying to show me up. Like, who do you think you are? You know, they will feel very threatened by a truth teller. But my reply to that would be, stop fronting. You know?
Truth telling.
Be real.
Truth telling reveals the vulnerable, imperfect reality beneath these masks, triggering shame and defensiveness. Shame. Shame, shame, shame. You tell yourself something enough, you can start to believe it. From the chat.
That's how a belief starts. Keep repeating this shit over and over till you start to believe it. Also, how a manifestation works. It's also how you lock stuff into your subconscious. You just keep saying it over. An affirmation, if you may.
So was that a shot against affirmations?
No. No. It just shows up in many forms.
Oh, all right. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.